שיהיה לימוד זה לעילוי נשמת הניספת פרחה, שהיום בקידת שנתה. ולעילוי נשמת יחיאל בן מרגלית. ולעילוי נשמת ציון כהן ודוד צוברי. ולעילוי נשמת צוליקה בת חנה. לפי הלכות, some הלכות, special הלכות in ברכת האילנות for a few minutes. As we know, hopefully we can find soon, I don't know if the weather is permitting yet, but if we find soon trees that are blossoming, fruit trees that are blossoming, there's a special bracha, ברכת האילנות, to say once a year, as the Gemara tells us in Masechet Brachot. So now, what about ilanot hamurkavim? Min b'she'eno mino. You know, in the daily Mishnah, we're in the middle of Masechet Kilayim. When it comes to trees, the only kind of kilayim that's asur is grafting. If one tree is grafted with another, so that's called harkava. There is havracha and there is harkava between two trees. So let's say you have two trees that were grafted, two different kinds that were grafted, and one is not allowed to do that, that's kil'ayim, but a tree was grafted, and new fruits, you know, different type of fruits grow in such a way.
You mean it's grafted naturally?
No, not naturally, someone did it, be'isu, okay? It's not allowed to be done. Can one say Birkat Ha'ilanot on a tree that he knows is murkav, is grafted? Rav Ovadia has a very long, extensive tshuva on this in Yabia Omer Chelek He. I think in other places as well, but his main tshuva on this is in Chelek He, Yabia Omer. Very extensive. And as you know, there is a machloket. Yesh omrim she'en nevarech aleihem Birkat Ha'ilanot. Some hold that one is not allowed to say Birkat Ha'ilanot, שהואיל וקיומם הוא נגד רצון הבורא, אין לברך ולהודות להשם יתברך על כך. Since the very existence of such a tree is against the desire, the will of Hashem, not that it could grow without the will of Hashem, everything in order to grow has to be with the will of Hashem. But it's like, let's say, a mamzer that comes from forbidden relations, right? So that is also against the will of Hashem. Yet the miracle of birth happened. It's only with the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it could happen, but it's against His will in the Torah, which means it's against what the Torah says. So as per human beings, we have Bechira Chofshit, we have free will. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows for it to happen that a person down below in this world can do something that is neged Retzon HaBoreh. Despite the fact that it's Hashem who's giving him the energy every second to do that, as the Tomer Dvorah explains in the beginning of the Sefer. So being that the very existence of this tree is neged Retzon HaBoreh, according to some opinions, we cannot say the bracha of Birkat Ha'ilanot. By the way, this also extends to the issue of Shechiyanu. To say Shechiyanu on a fruit that grew on a tree that was grafted, same machloket. In fact, that's what Rav Ovadia deals with in that tshuva. Do we compare both issues? Ve'yesh cholkim ve'omrim, but there is the other side of the coin. There are the opinions that say that you could say Birkat Ha'ilanot even in such a case. Shehabracha yal klalut ha'briya, because the bracha of Birkat Ha'ilanot is over the general creation of the world. In other words, when you're saying, what's the bracha? Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shelo Chiser Be'olamo Kelum. Hashem did not lack anything in this world. This world has everything. Ubara Bo Beriyot Tovot Ve'ilanot Tovot Lehanot Bahem Bnei Adam. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created good, beautiful creations, beautiful trees for the sake of giving pleasure to mankind. That's the words of the bracha. So now when you're saying that bracha, are you specifically referring to the two trees that you are standing in front of? No, the two trees is what, you know, engenders the feeling of hoda'ah for a beautiful world, and you say the bracha, Hashem, what a beautiful world you created. You created trees in a way that gives us pleasure. Hashem could have made trees in a way that we wouldn't even notice them. They would grow fruits and finished. What do you need the whole process of beautiful flowers? That's for the purpose of human beings to enjoy. So therefore, that's the reason of those who hold you could say the bracha. Now, halacha lemaase, afal pi sha'rotze lismoch al svara shniya levarech alehem en limchot biyado. He says, even though one who wants to rely on the second opinion can do so, and nobody can tell him otherwise, nobody can stop him to say the bracha. Mikol makom haba lehimalech, but someone who comes to ask, should I say the bracha on two trees that are murkavim or not? Morim lo shelo yevarech. He is told not to say a bracha on those trees. Shesafek berachot leakel, because as you know the rule, when you have a solid machloket in an issue of brachot, we refrain from saying the bracha in such a way. Even the one who did it, it's mashma. You're right. On him for sure. The isur is on him. Nachon meod. Nachon meod. However, lekayem, once he did the grafting, he did the isur. The isur doesn't continue afterwards. But you're right. On him, you know, what do you mean? Imagine such a hypocrisy. He did the isur, and he's standing there, and now he's blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But according to the opinion that says that the bracha is al klalut abriya, so him also, the bracha is on klalut abriya. The fact that he did the avera, it's not an issue at all of, you know, mitzvah ba al yedei avera, because the mitzvah is not coming al yedei avera. He already did the avera. Now, the mitzvah is something separate. So, it's not an issue of that. The issue is only, do you say a bracha on such a thing or not? And it's a very general, a very big machloket on something. For example, let's say a person stole a piece of bread. Here there's no machloket. If a person stole a piece of bread, he cannot say amotzi. The Gemara says on this the pasuk botzeya berech ni etz Hashem. Someone who's botzeya batza is a way of stealing. Berech ni etz Hashem. If he says a bracha, he's not eno mevarech ela mena etz. He's saying the opposite of a bracha. You steal. Now over there, it's because every second you're holding on to it, you are over on gezela, right? When a person steals a piece of bread, if he continues to hold on to it, and even more, he's going to eat it, he's even more stealing. It's not that the act of stealing was done, and now the eating is something else, it's not connected. No, when it comes to gezela, on every second there is a din of v'heshiveta gezela shel gazal. Whereas by ilanot mukavod, it's not like kilei kerem, by kilei kerem, kilaim of the vineyard, asur lekayem, you're not allowed, you have to immediately get rid of it, you can't have any hana'ah from it. But by the grafted trees, so the isur was already done. The bracha, can he say? Yes, he can say. What about, and with this we'll conclude, what about to say a bracha on trees that are within the first 3 years of their growth? Now we know the first 3 years of growth is called orla, and orla, you're not supposed to have hana'ah from these fruits. Can you say the bracha? Af al pi shehem, mazeh? We are all over it. I'm coming. Ah, Chazak uvaruch. Af al pi shehem orla veasurim behana'a. You can say mutar levarich. You're allowed to say the bracha, even though right now, as is, the tree is asur behana'a to the person. He cannot enjoy from its fruits. Here, everyone will agree that you are allowed to say the bracha. Ho'il velo na'asu bo isur, because there's no isur. Yeah, you're not allowed to enjoy from it. But the existence of this tree, is it a isur? No. You're not allowed to enjoy right now, but eventually, in the fourth year, fifth year for sure, you're going to be able to enjoy from the fruits. No avera was made. That's the point. By ilanot murkavot, the reason why there is a question is because a sin was committed in the creation of such a tree. Whereas by orla, no sin was committed. So despite the fact that as of now, he cannot have hana'ah from it, he can say the bracha. You might ask, well, if I'm not allowed to have hana'ah from it, so how could I say a bracha lehanot bahem b'nei adam? You understand that this is not a question at all. The only hana'ah, the tangible hana'ah we're not allowed to have from orla. But are you allowed to walk by the tree of the orla and enjoy the you know, the sight of the beautiful flowers? Yes, that's not called having hana'a from perot ola, obviously. גם בחוץ לארץ יש דין של אורלה, בוודאי, כן. אז מותר לברך ברכת האילנות על עצים של אורלה. ההבדל בין חוץ לארץ לארץ ישראל זה בספק אורלה. When there is a ספק, so then in ארץ ישראל, the Gemara says it's הלכה למשה מסיני, in ארץ ישראל we're מחמיר, in חוץ לארץ we're מקל. אבל if you know something is in the first 3 years, not allowed. רבי חננה בן הקשה אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך ירבה להם תורה ומצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויאדיר.